And good morning, Stotsonsville Church family. I'm one of the elders here, and today we're kicking off an entirely new season. You know, before I was giving more topical messages of how the Lord has impacted my life and some of the challenges that I've been going through, but today we're kicking off a series on our statements of faith. And today I'm kicking it off with our first statement of faith. Before I begin today, I just want to say thank you for Lorraine's powerful, powerful message last week. If you missed it, check it out. You can look at it on our Stotsonsville Chapel Facebook page, our website, and actually, we're on YouTube now. But I was especially touched by Lorraine's bridges to God, bridges to faith, and bridges to family. So that just really resounded and reflected on me in my prayers this week. And I really, as we had our 12 hours of prayer, I just was really touched by her message, her invitation, and what God has done for each and every one of us in our life. Before I dive into our first statement of faith, please join me in opening prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today filled with awe and gratitude for all you are. Before the first trilliums bloomed, before the first rains and snows, the majestic lakes that we enjoy, the mountains that were formed, before the stars were placed in the heaven, actually, before the earth ever existed, you were God. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who always was, who always is, and who is to come. Lord, we praise you today as the creator of this earth and all who dwell upon it. By your word, the heavens were made, and by your power, all things are sustained. Every breath we take, every blessing we enjoy, every moment of our lives is a gift from your gracious hand. Today, as we gather to hear your word, open our minds. Open our ears to hear and understand your greatness. Help us to recognize your authority over all creation, and more importantly, to trust in you. Remind each one of us that we are not here by accident, but we are wonderfully made by you and for your glory. May your Holy Spirit guide me in this message today. Let it strengthen our faith and draw us closer to you, the eternal creator and sustainer of all things. We ask these things in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So our first statement of faith is God is the creator and supreme ruler of the universe. Seems kind of simple. There is one God who creates and sustains all things and who externally exists as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So when I wrote this, I kind of wrote this message more like a Bible study. Maybe some would think like a Sunday school lesson. How about an introductory to Christianity? How did it all start? So let's start with Genesis 1, if we could go to the next slide. So I'm reading from Genesis 1, and I'm going to cover a lot of verses very quickly. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that light was good, and he separated the light from darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a vault between the water to separate water from water." So God made the vault that separated the water under the vault and the water above it. And it was so. God called the vault sky. And there was evening and there was morning the second day. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let the ground, dry ground, appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and gathered the waters he called seas. And God saw it was good. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, and trees on the land that produce maple syrup and bears fruit and seed in it, according to the various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, the plant-bearing seeds according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds, and God saw it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning the third day. And God saw, "Let the lights in the vault of the sky separate day from night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years. And let the lights in the vault of the sky give light on earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the vault of the sky to give light on earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate the light from. And God said, I'm getting ahead of myself. So I'll jump down to verse, let's go to the next slide, to 20. I'll start with 20. And God said, "Let the water teem with living creatures, and let the birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky." Let's go to the next slide. So God created the great creatures of the sea that we fish for every day, the lake trout, the salmon, and the perch and the walleye, and every living thing in which the water teems and moves about it, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind, and God saw it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the water in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth." And there was evening, And there was morning on the fifth day. And God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, the livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals according to its kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all creation that moves along with the ground according to their kinds. And God saw it was good. Continuing on. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has seed in it. They will be yours for food. So let's go to the next slide. And to all the beasts on the earth, and all the birds in the sky, and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give you every green plant for food, and so it was so. So God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. That's a lot of scripture. But as we talk about our first statement of faith, you need to understand, like say, I kind of wrote that almost like a Bible study. So let's go to the next slide. So in Colossians 1, verse 16, For in him all things were created, things in the heaven and on earth, both visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. So as I got into my study, one of the most foundational truths of the Christian faith is that God is the creator and supreme ruler of the universe. The Bible declares this and continues to affirm this, everything from Genesis all the way to Revelation and every book in between. We do not serve a God or gods that were created by us or created by man. Nor do we believe that this creation, this earth, was created by accident or happenstance. We worship one true God who created all things, and sustains all things. And more importantly, he still reigns over all things today. Also in the Bible teaches there is one God who externally exists in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Though distinct in person, they are united in essence and in purpose and in power and in glory. Today we'll examine three great truths. They look simple, but they are extremely important. God created all things. God sustains and rules all things. And yes, God externally exists as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So let's go and explore the first one. God created all things. How about Genesis? We just read this. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Before there was time, space, matter, molecules. And I love science and life. God already existed. Everything that exists in this world and all worlds owes its origin to God. Psalm 33:6 says, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. That's God. Creation displays God's wisdom, God's power, and his majesty. Every sky, the North Star we see in the mountain, in the sky, the wonderful northern lights, every mountain, every lake, every ocean, every living creature has been created for the greatness of God. Creation, us, me, is a testimony to mankind. The heavens declare God's glory, and the earth, what we see on this earth, reveals his handiwork. Psalms 19:1 says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. As believers, we recognize this life, what we see here today, is not an accident. We are intentionally created by God for God. Now, I went through this, and I might skip through this, but I kind of looked at a number of both scientific arguments to support the existence of God, and kind of did a whole exploration and study this week on the Big Bang Theory and all these other fine-tuning the universe and philosophical arguments and observational evidence. But everything is, I studied this and researched this and spent time in the Word and then going back and researching it. And the Big Bang Theory, the sudden expansion and formulation of the universe, simply implies that there is a powerful force behind God's creation. As I look at it, some people think the laws of physics and the constants of nature and the science are, but when you really discover it, all these things are not happenstance. The intricate design of us, this world, the world that God created, the world beyond what we can see and comprehend, raises questions about the likeliness of all this happening by a simple chance or a piece of dust. Another argument states that everything has to have a cause. Since the universe began to exist, it must have a cause. Some of you may say, well, maybe the cause may be attributed to a supreme being. Another argument focuses on the apparent design of the universe. Think about the complexity and the order that's observed in nature. What does it suggest? It suggests a powerful creator. And as I go through, I did some research on the complexity of life, the mathematical beauty. I'm not going to get into that, but they all point to a supreme being. Let's go to the next slide. God sustains and rules all things. He didn't just create all of this. He sustains and rules all things. Once again, God didn't create this universe and beyond and step away from it. He actively sustains his creation in every moment. Hebrews 1, verse 3, upholding all things, the word of his power. In Acts 17, 28, for in him we live and move, we have our being. Nothing catches God by surprise. Nothing is beyond God's control. We as believers can rest in confidence knowing that the creator of the universe is still on his throne. Let's go to the next slide. Maybe back up. There is one God. The Bible consistently teaches there is only one true God. Isaiah 45, 5 says, I am the Lord, and there is none. There is no God beside me. Christianity does not teach the existence of three gods. Rather, it teaches there is one God who exists in three persons. And that truth is in the doctrine of the Trinity. So God externally exists as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One of the clearest hints of the Trinity appears in the first chapter of the Bible. We read this. Genesis 1, 26 said, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Notice the words us and our. Well, God is one. There is plurality within the Godhead, which is the Trinity. And the New Testament reveals the truth more fully. When Jesus commanded his disciples in Matthew 28, verse 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Notice Jesus' name is singular in this message, not names. There is one God, yet all three persons are identified. At Jesus' baptism, what is it? The Son was baptized, the Holy Spirit came down like a dove, and the Father spoke from heaven. So the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God, and yet there is one God. Through the Trinity is beyond our human understanding and is clearly taught through Scripture. We do not worship three gods. We worship God in three persons. So let's skip to the next slide. I have some additional Scripture in there. If you want to see those online, let's go to the next slide. So the role of each person in creation, the Father planned creation, and then if I look at, yet for us there is but one God, the Father, of whom all things. The Son participated in the creation. The Holy Spirit was active in creation. And if I go back to Genesis 1, verse 2, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. From the beginning, we see the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit working together in perfect unity. So what does that mean for us today? As I tried to put together messages and study, I tried to say, Is there a challenging question, or what can I take away from it? Because God is the creator, we owe him. We owe God our worship. That's what we're doing through churches all across this nation and all across this world. Psalm 95, verse 6 says, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." Because God sustains all things, we can trust him. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." Because God rules all things, we can have confidence in uncertain times. And we surely live in uncertain times today. Because he exists as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we can experience a relationship with him through his Son, Jesus Christ, and the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit that's poured out upon us. The creator of the universe knows each one of you, knows us. The creator of the universe loves each one of you, loves us. And most importantly, the creator of the universe desires to fellowship and have a relationship with each one of us. The Bible declares that God is the creator and supreme ruler of the universe. God spoke the words into existence, sustains them by his power, and covers them according to his perfect will. There is but one God, externally existing as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. From Genesis to Revelation, Scripture reveals the unity and majesty and the majesty of the triad or of God. As we look at the heavens, wonders of the beauty on this earth, I mentioned the northern lights, the sky, the lakes, his perfect creation, the majestic mountains, the trilliums, the flowers that are blooming, the wonders of life itself. May we join with the psalmist in proclaiming. Please join me in a closing prayer. Heavenly Father, on this Flag Day, we give great thanks for this country and this world. We lift up our leaders, and we pray that the leaders of all nations will seek your wisdom during these times. And as the psalmist wrote in Psalms 8, verse 9, "O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth." Today, let us worship him as creator. Today, let us trust him as our sustainer. Today, let us help me to obey him as our king, my king. And let us adorn him as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray today.